This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle as we will look ahead to the final Sunday of the regular season, Week 18. Falcons and Saints and all the rest of it. College football, corner, playoff reaction, bowl preview, all that kind of stuff at 12:20. We'll make some picks against the spread and some sports jeopardy at 12:40. Right into ball, see our normal guest at 11:40 on Fridays. Not a normal Friday.
What games we picking?
I don't know. I keep forgetting it's Friday, to be honest with you.
Yeah, dude, I'm all screwed up right now, man. I'm just like, what is today? Oh, no, today is Friday. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I mean, it was one of the things where I woke up this morning. I didn't wake up till damn near 8 o'clock. I was like, do I have to get up? Like, just thinking to myself, like, literally, do I have to get up? Mm-hmm. And then, like yesterday when I woke up, I was like, do I got to go to work?
Right.
Like, just all just thrown off yesterday. I was like, do I got to go to work? No, I'm good.
Yeah. I tell you, it was a...
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
It was a weird week off because, you know, Christmas, everyone has Christmas off, right? But then you guys worked Friday. You worked did the Friday show the day next,
right? Yeah, me and Mike.
Right. And then it was the weekend. And then you and Abe did a couple shows together at the beginning of the week, but I did the Wade Ford show on Monday in the middle of the week off. And then it was New Year's Eve. We also didn't get to do the normal Christmas because Lily had the flu.
Right.
So we were, that kind of felt like Christmas, but kind of didn't.
Right.
So that was confusing. And then my wife was off that week. Yep. And then I was off this week. And it's just been, I don't know. It's felt weird. I think I have to keep taking the week off between Christmas and New Year's just for childcare purposes,
right?
Because they're out of school, and
I
don't know. I don't know if I want to anymore.
I got a little excited on Tuesday when I came in and I saw you back. I was like, Andy's back?
Oh yeah.
Well, thank you for teasing me like that.
Sorry
dude.
About that.
Yeah, whatever, man. I was like, Andy here?
Bubby Love, who's the nicest person in the universe, engineered the Wade Ford show on Monday night. And I didn't want to bring my bag into the game because I Ubered down there because we were going to hang out and all that. So he said he'd take it to the office for me. So he did. I know. I'm sure that was very confusing for everybody.
Very, why is this bag here? Damn tease. I was like, oh, bunk's back?
Sorry about that.
You know, I was like, how this dude going to just do me like that, man?
So that was a cold broadcast on Monday night.
That was cold.
Good Lord. The wind, we're like in a wind tunnel on that steel bridge. And as the sun's going down, it was just freezing out there.
Oh, I bet.
And I'll say this. It was pretty good atmosphere in the building. Like, the Falcons fans came and got in
it was pretty good.
Like,
it looked like on TV.
There wasn't anybody tailgating, that's for sure.
It's cold as hell.
I know.
Yeah, dog. That was when it was brick.
We're doing a tailgate show for just us. Me and Joe.
You and Joe Patrick out there freezing your ass off doing a tailgate show.
Because normally people are walking by and, like, we're above Centennial Yard, so people are kind of down there doing their thing. Mm-mm. I was like, is there a game today?
No, everybody else was in the building.
Because the last Monday night game we did was the Bills game, which is early in the year. It's warm, all that. There was so much. Bills fans were everywhere. Right. It was a huge feeling atmosphere. Like, we were there. I was like, we're here on the right day, right? There's a Monday night football game going on tonight, right? But it was a good atmosphere in the building, and they damn won.
Of course they won. How did you not know they were going to win? Yeah, you know they were going to win that damn game, man.
Their record is 12-4 over the last handful of years when they've been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. When they are when their season is over, they play their best.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Don't let it trick you.
It's crazy. Don't let what trick you.
Don't let that end of the season surge fool you.
Fool who?
Fool just whoever might be making decisions on the future of things.
Like, you're all in. You're all out.
Well, whatever they do, they do. I'm just saying, don't let these four games at the end be like, oh, all right.
What do you mean? They're playing well, Andy. They found their mojo. They found their rhythm.
Okay. Fine.
A little bit too late.
Well, no, it's not too late because they're still playing games.
Yeah, I mean, they got a game. They got a game.
As long as they're lining them up and kicking it off.
And obviously, it's going to be a great atmosphere. It is the Saints. I'm assuming, Bo, you going to the game? Okay, so Bo's going to be in the building and everything. And I mean, and it is the Saints. It's going to be – what's the weather supposed to be like? So I'm sure the tailgate might be a little better this weekend.
Probably,
but,
yeah. Probably.
And so you find, I mean, you get an opportunity to end your season the right way with a win against the Saints. Now, Monday we come in here, we'll figure out all that other stuff of what's going to happen and everything, because it's usually one of those things – I hate the word Black Monday, but it's usually you find out on Monday and everything.
What did we change?
That.
We changed it on the show. We didn't call it that. We were calling it something else.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember that? Last year we were like, we don't like that term.
I don't like that term.
Yeah,
anyway,
so we're going to call it something else.
Pack Up Monday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It was
pack
like Monday. Moving Monday.
Yeah,
or
Moving
something.
Monday. Or something.
U-Haul Monday.
Yeah,
or something
yeah.
Like
pack
that.
It Up Monday or something like that, man. But I mean, yeah. I mean, he has a you know, and I, you know, you weren't here when we the word comes out about the whole Matt Ryan thing.
Yeah.
What's going on? I saw the Dolphins are doing something similar with Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
You know, which I don't. I'm trying to think. What are you trying to get? A perspective on what?
You're
like
he's
covered the league and played 30 years. He knows his league inside out. Right. He does.
Yeah.
What does that mean when it comes to what you're asking him to do? Are you asking him to, like, go find a GM? Or because that's my thing with Matt Ryan. I was like, well, Matt, you know, he does production meetings with these coaches and stuff, so I'm assuming he knows some, gets some good feelings and you know, from whatever these coaches are saying. He could put that to use. What is his role?
I don't know.
But, I mean, that's what my thing was like. Okay, if it were – if we need to believe that hiring Matt Ryan is going to fix this organization, have at it. Believe that. I don't believe it.
Do whatever will.
But do whatever will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If it will.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, what
– I know. That was that was kind of like my –
yeah.
That was my most honest opinion when we talked about it on Monday on the Wade Ford show. I was like, I mean – what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like.
What do you got to lose?
I mean, this team has been in
if Matt Ryan comes in and it doesn't get better, all right, you kind of already
move
were there.
Along.
Right.
You move along to the next guy.
If it does, then cool. Then yeah. Matt Ryan was able to maybe accomplish something as an executive that he wasn't able to accomplish as a player.
Yeah.
And maybe he's motivated by that.
Maybe
the fact that he was so close to the ultimate goal as a player and wants it so bad for Arthur Blank and for the fan base and all that stuff, maybe that's a motivator. I don't know. Like, I don't know that you can, like, want to your way to being a good general manager or front office person.
Right.
I don't think it's like, I'm just gonna grip my teeth and try a little harder than these other guys. I just think some people are better at it than other people are for a variety of reasons. But, yeah, I mean, look, if that's the fix that the franchise needs in order to get it over the top – awesome. I would love it. If Matt Ryan becomes whatever he would even become, I don't even know what his title would be.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is we don't even know what it is. Say he is president of football operations or whatever.
Right.
And he comes in and that's the fix, and they win a Super Bowl in 3 years, and Matt Ryan gets to host a Lombardi trophy. Great. Because then the Falcons win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hell, I don't even need no Super Bowl. I just want to play.
I know. Just give me baby steps.
Yeah, just do baby steps. I'm not talking about Super Bowl. No, let's just get that part right.
Let's break the playoff-less streak.
Yeah, how about that?
Because this is tied for the longest one in franchise history. This is that era again.
Yes.
That's where we are, with a nicer building.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building.
Yeah.
It was the amenities still there. Like, my main man, I love that dude. He said amenities like 20 times that one day.
I got a cheeseburger for $5.
There you go. Was it good?
On Monday? Yeah, it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. It was good.
I mean,
And they won.
Which was not surprised that they won the game. Just not surprised at all. And I won't be surprised they win on Sunday. And, I mean, we're trying to figure out what would be a surprise as far as where they go next with this organization. Because these moves, they're swift. You know what I mean? They're swift. They're like.
Usually.
Yeah, they're usually swift. And
doesn't it feel like it would be them, though, to be like, we're going to take a big picture look at this. We're not going to rush to any decisions.
Yes.
And then, like, after a week and a half, they're like, all right, we're going to move on after all the other coaches have been snapped up.
Yeah, but
and it's like, all right.
Yeah, but, I mean, luckily for them, you know, you have an opportunity to interview guys and because you have to wait till, what, the second round of playoffs before you can go out the other guys' coaches?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It is also interesting, like, say Matt Ryan does get the job in the front office. Like, do they then immediately, like, all right, you decide.
Yeah. Oh, you, Matt. Yeah. Matt, you let us know what you should do. All right, because you have interviewed these guys. You've been on TV. You've been around the league. You know this league, Matt.
But it's like they hire him Saturday, and it's like, all right, you fire Raheem or don't.
Yeah.
That's up to you.
That's what I'm saying. Is that what it is?
I don't know. That'd be wild.
That'd be crazy as hell.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy as hell if he just comes in on Saturday, like Arthur goes up to him. Hey, Matt, what do you think I should do with this? Fire him. Yeah, fire him. Who are you going to hire? I don't know. Let's go get Joe Brady. Oh, God, that just seems like such a Falcons hire. Freaking Joe Brady.
You don't like Joe Brady?
At this point, I don't even care. This is somebody good. This win. I mean, that's why I remember I said like a month ago, I was like, I don't, when people call up and say, who do you think the Falcons should hire, coach? I don't know. I know one thing. I know it should be Todd Monken. Where's my man, Ike? I know you had to listen. Ike said on the day before we left that that they should go get Stetson Bennett. Mm-hmm. It's like, why? Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know.
I love Ike, man. He said it with conviction, too. Mm-hmm. No, listen here, Randy. Ike, come on, man. Go get Stetson Bennett. For what? Stetson Bennett's the third-team quarterback on his team.
Malik Willis played pretty good the other night, and everybody wants him.
But can you afford Malik Willis?
And again, for what?
For what? Like, you got a quarterback.
You have a quarterback.
You got a quarterback.
He's injured.
Yeah, but you got one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if Todd Monken don't give the ball to Derrick Henry at least 25 times on Sunday night, he don't need a coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
watching Todd Monken's track record in Baltimore, he won't.
Yeah.
They'll be doing all sorts of other stuff besides handing it to Derrick Henry.
Yeah, man.
Doing, like, you know, do the thing that got you to the point that you're at.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah. I'm not sure. But yeah, what I do feel pretty confident in is just because we kind of predicted it like a couple of weeks ago when the wheels fell off the tracks was like, the Falcons will win Sunday. They'll finish 8-9. Mm-hmm. They'll have the same record as the other two teams.
Yeah, we're tied for the lead.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing that they still have an impact on this damn race.
Well, yeah. What's going to be crazy is the Bucs will beat the Panthers on Saturday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then they'll celebrate and be excited. But then the Falcons will win on Sunday, which will mean the Panthers get to go to the playoffs.
Yes.
Not the Bucs.
Yes.
And all three teams will finish 8-9.
Yes.
And again, that's what I mean. That's what I mean is just like be very holistic with your evaluation of 8-9. Don't just look at 4-0 or 8-9 and the other teams were 4-0.
Who are you talking to?
Whoever the people are that are making the decisions. Those people. The people that I've seen get romanced by a strong finish to the season.
Yeah.
And then tell us something that you've told me repeatedly does not exist.
Yes.
That the momentum of the finish will carry over to next year.
Because it don't.
Of course it won't. It's a bunch of new guys.
Yes.
Like, yes. Playing then, a bunch of other different new teams.
And then you have like 7 months in between.
Yeah. If there's one thing, there's got to be one thing we all understand about the NFL is that every single year is a unique experience.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's why every year there's 6 new teams in the playoffs and 6 new teams out of the playoffs. 7 head coaches get fired and 4 general managers get fired. And it's not for long. Everything changes over like that.
Yes.
Like, not to mention the fact that even your roster, the Falcons roster, is just going to look different week one next year than it will on Sunday this year because of free agency and all that stuff. I mean, roster turnover just is such a thing in the NFL. I'm just saying, just look at all of it.
Yeah.
Every single game equally. All of the games equally.
But it doesn't.
Every single one of them equally.
But the team is different, man. It's different. It's a different, you know, as far as, because it was fine. It was fine. It's that middle part that always gets this team. Mm-hmm. It's that middle eight. You know, that middle eight.
So half the year.
Yeah, yeah. It's that middle eight where they'll go 3-5 or something like that.
Or 1-7. You know what I mean?
Or 1-7
yeah.
This year right there. But, I mean, Arthur Blank's going to have, you know, and I go back to certain things about coaching and hires and all those different things. I don't know who to tell you to hire as a general manager. I don't, because I don't know a lot of them like that. I know where you would think that you would go as far as organizations who have a strong front office, because there's always the guy under the guy. Who don't you want to lose? You know what I mean? When you're trying to talk about the head coaching part about it, I have no clue. I have no clue where you go in this cycle of head of coaches, because there's not, in my opinion, a guy who, like, head and shoulders, this is the number one whatever.
Yeah, there's no Vrabel, you know, there's no Harbaugh.
You know, and I mean, and I don't buy into the
unless one Harbaugh.
You know
is
what
available.
I mean? I don't buy into they're going to get rid of Jim. I mean John. Yeah. I don't believe that or the Mike Tomlin thing like that. So I'm like, well, who's the clear cut top coach in this cycle?
Here's my thought though, just because I'm with you. I don't know if they decide to move on and replace GMs and coaches and stuff like that. I just hope they get the right people and we're having different conversations in the future.
Yes.
My issue just with some of the stuff that we've heard about what their process is going to be like is it's already kind of felt like a little bit of a muddy decision-making process when it comes time to hire a coach. It's like there's a panel of however many people and maybe he wants him and he talks him out of him and he wants him. From what you're hearing, it sounds like they're just bringing in more other people.
Yeah.
Like the consulting firm is going to talk to him, and now Matt Ryan's maybe going to be a part of it. Is like just like more voices is what you need. Like, isn't there somebody who's just supposed to make these decisions?
You would think so, right?
Right?
Somebody's job would be
in charge of that.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. You would think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guy who we don't know if he is the guy, but everybody wants him fired.
Because, that's what I mean.
Yeah. So who's going to be that guy? Because if it's going to be that guy who I don't know who he is, I know who everybody speculates it is.
Right.
Then what do you.
But if we're already there with it, like who knows what it is? Yeah. Throwing more people in there is going to make it. Clearer?
Can't have too many cooks in the kitchen.
That's what they always
say.
They always say the best kitchens have the most cooks.
Not in this case.
No one says that. That's not what they say.
Yeah, not in this case.
The phrase is there's too many cooks
too
in
many
the kitchen.
Too many cooks in the damn kitchen.
And the Falcons are like, what we need is a couple more cooks. Let's get some more cooks.
Yeah,
and this guy's not even ever been a cook before. He was good at, I don't know.
He was good at waiting.
He's like the maitre d'?
Yeah, the maitre d'. He was good at greeting.
We're getting a little bogged down in the metaphor, but you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. Hey, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day and 7 days a week.
More cooks. Just give me more cooks.
Yeah, man. You know? Let's have a chef off.
Exactly. Let's make it like that baking show. You know, everybody's competing.
The cooking show.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Iron Chef? I don't know. I've never watched any of these things, but I'm sure there's one out there that fits the bill. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.